And I would like now to welcome Diana Delli. She's with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hey, good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. And we are speaking of the arts, as we are wont to do on Fridays at this time. And there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. We could have a two-hour speaking of the arts, but we won't. We'll have the normal.
We'll be very efficient.
We will. We will. Tonight, there's something that a lot of people really enjoy in past years. It's the Rumi concert.
Yes.
At the Lenzic. This is presented by the Storyteller Project, Story Dancer Project, and the Rumi concert is a stunning collaboration of artists bringing the lyrical and spiritual power of Rumi to life in a remarkably moving performance. This will be at the Lenzic tonight starting at 7:30, and tickets are still available.
And we do this, we have them on every year. We had Zuleika and Coleman Barks on earlier this week, and it's so weird because Coleman Barks, he's like this incredibly erudite Rumi translator and poet with a southern accent.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just Persian.
It's so cool to hear it that
Persian
way.
Through the south.
So on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore, backed by popular demand, Constance, The Art of Being Mrs. Oscar Wilde. And that came this summer by the wonderful playwright Suzanne Lederer, and it's featuring Jonathan Dixon, Elena Warren Zachary, Justin Golding, Matthew Pewitt, Liam O'Brien, and Suzanne Lederer herself. And it's at Collected Works at 3 in the afternoon. And it's quite a wonderful play. I heard it in rehearsal and missed the first performance, so it's a chance to go again for the many who didn't see it.
That sounds great. There are more great book events at Opposite Books, which is located in the rail yard. And this week on Wednesday at 5:30, Northern New Mexico part-time resident Bob Shakochis will be reading from and signing his new book, The Woman Who Lost Her Soul. It's gotten great reviews, and Bob will be there at Opposite Books reading at 5:30 on Wednesday, October 9th. Opposite has some other events this week as well. Saturday, tomorrow at 3, Peter Lopez will present his gorgeous work on artist Edward O'Brien, who did the murals at St. Catherine's Indian School in Santa Fe.
And also Collected Works Bookstore this Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents Maria Jose Rodriguez Cadiz of the Solis Crisis Treatment Center, and she will speak as part of Journey Santa Fe's ongoing lecture series, which happens every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And then on Monday, Al Staggs will present his latest book, Fragments of Life. He's a performer and playwright. On Thursday, poets Larry Goodell and Mitch Reyes will read as part of the Literary Art Award Series, Grateful Deeds. And as always, Wednesdays and Thursday mornings at 10:45, it's Children's Story Hour for infants and toddlers.
Another good lecture series starts tomorrow at Collected Works. It's the pre-opera broadcast series at Collected Works. Pre-opera,
we just ended the opera.
This is a new opera. This is broadcast live from the Met,
right,
at the Lenzic.
Yeah. Okay.
These are HD broadcasts, and the first one of the 2013-14 series starts tomorrow. It's Eugene Onegin, starring Anna Netrebko. And tomorrow, Saturday, it's at the Lenzic starting at 11. And if you'd like to go to Collected Works before that, starting at 9:30, there will be opera experts talking about the opera, explaining the plot, talking about different things to be looking out for. So you can start there, get your coffee and some sweets, and then head over to the Lenzic.
I know we're supposed to be efficient, but can I tell you a quick story about Eugene Onegin?
Please do.
I had a neighbor who loved that opera, Eugene Onegin, and she'd play it, like, blasted on her stereo and work in the kitchen. And every time she played that opera, and only that opera, a mouse would come out and sit on the counter.
In your kitchen?
In her kitchen. And listen to it.
Was he Russian?
It was a great mystery. But she said, oh yes, the mouse is going to come out. The mouse would come out every single time. And then her husband trapped it. And she didn't know that it was an opera-loving mouse. It was tragic.
Aww.
I'm serious. Anyway.
It was tragic, which is appropriate for an opera like this. Which
it's true. They should write an opera about the mouse.
People falling in love, falling out of love, falling in love, right and left, and getting their hearts broken.
Public tours of the Old Main, the site of the 1980 Penitentiary of New Mexico prison riot, is happening. Public tours are happening this weekend. The New Mexico Corrections Department is offering a preview of the upcoming tours of the facility. And this October 4th, is that today or tomorrow?
That is
That's
today.
October 4th and 11th, starting at 12:20 p.m., for more information, and various times throughout the day, for more information, you can go to corrections.state.nm, or you can... here's the phone number, 827-8660, if you want a prison tour.
I've been on a prison tour once, and it was actually fascinating.
It's
it was in Chicago. Next week, October 6th through 13th, is National Mental Illness Awareness Week. And in conjunction with that, the local chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, is presenting Minds Interrupted, Stories of Lives Affected by Mental Illness, a series of monologues by people, as the title says, who either have a mental illness or have someone close to them who's challenged by a mental illness. People will perform their monologues on Wednesday, October 9th, at the Lensic, starting at 7 o'clock. It's a benefit for NAMI, and sounds like a great, maybe difficult, but very informative presentation.
And they're a really great organization, NAMI is.
There's also an art show that an art exhibition that opens in conjunction with this or in conjunction with National Mental Illness Awareness Week. The art show is at the El Museo, and it opens next Thursday at 5.
Excellent.
Art by people with mental illness.
Benefit concert for Children First, co-parenting support services, and the Friendship Club is happening this Sunday, the 6th of October. Hillary Smith and Soul Kitchen and Honey House, plus the Friendship Club Choir, is at 3 o'clock at the Lensic.
The Lensic's hopping, especially this week, with benefits, with locally presented events that feature really cool people like Paul Hawken on Tuesday.
Yes, who we're interviewing on Monday.
You are. That's wonderful. I'd love to hear that interview. He's been a great environmentalist and having great new ideas and presenting them for quite a long time now. And he'll be at the Lensic in an event sponsored by the Santa Fe Green Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday evening.
Excellent. And we're going to be next week. This coming week is the KSFR Fun Drive, and on Monday morning and afternoon, because since the passing of our dear beloved Diego Mulligan, whose show was every day for so many years from 5 to 6, we've been rerunning the Santa Fe Radio Cafe from 5 to 6. And so next week during the Fun Drive, I'm going to be on the air from 8 to 9 live and 5 to 6 live. And so we're going to be giving away on Monday tickets to Paul Hawken and having an interview with him. And so definitely tune in and, you know, support public radio, but we'll get to all that next week. But definitely tune in, because I've got a lot of good shows next week.
It's great for you, great for listeners. You'll be busy. 10 shows.
Yep.
That's a lot of preparation and work, but thanks for doing it for us.
Well, what else is happening?
I'm going to do yet another Lensic show, and then maybe that's enough Lensic for today. The Lensic presents part of its Fall Dance at the Lensic series, Te Amo Argentina, which is a event next Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Lensic. Te Amo Argentina is a multimedia event with dancing, cello and chamber music by award-winning cellist Antonio Lisi, and film and spoken word, all in honor and a tribute to Argentina.
Nice.
And the great culture of the country.
And so probably tango and more.
Exactly. Tango, a couple of award-winning tango dancers who have appeared on TV and shows like So You Think You Can Dance, and I think there's another one.
Think You Can Dance? Yeah.
I think these people can dance, yes.
I think
But anyway, that's at the Lensic, and for all these Lensic events, you can get tickets through ticketsantafe.org or by calling the Lensic at 505-988-1234.
And Geist Cabaret is happening at Pronzo. David Geist is playing piano in that lovely upstairs room Fridays and Saturdays. And let's see what time that's at. Not sure, but if you just show up in the evening, sort of dinner time, David Geist is there.
There's a new exhibit opening at the O'Keeffe Museum, as you may have heard. It's called Modern Nature, and it focuses on Georgia O'Keeffe and Lake George. When she lived in New York, she spent a lot of time in her summers in Lake George and the Adirondacks. And while this period of her life apparently is often overlooked as far as her art development, apparently curators are now finding it was a very important part, and they will be highlighting work from this. She went on and off to Lake George throughout the early 20th century, and they'll be highlighting works that were created at Lake George and that feature Lake George at the O'Keeffe Museum. The exhibit starts today, opens today, and there will be an opening tonight.
And you already told us about Opposite Books, right?
I did, yes. I love them.
And the Pueblo de Abiquiú Library and Conference and Cultural Center sent me a note saying, every Sunday in October, Professor D. Robert Fant will be conducting a series of free math classes. His intentions are to help us understand and not fear math, and the first class is Sunday, October 6th at 4 o'clock at the library.
Interesting.
I know.
I think a lot of people do fear math.
I like math.
I do, too. Here's another...
I can't remember any of my math, but I used to be good at it.
We don't have to do it so often anymore. We have a lot of machines and gadgets that'll do it for us, too.
Right, and people.
There's an interesting exhibit opening in the Axel Art Van tonight. It is called Auto Photography, Self-Portraits of 77 New Mexico Photographers. And it features all kinds of photographers, from New Mexican photographer Jane Phillips and Gabriella Marks.
They're both fabulous.
They are. And Melanie West, who's also a great local photographer, has something in the show. I mean, 77 people do, so there's probably someone you know who will be exhibiting a self-portrait in the show, Axel Contemporary Van. It will open tonight on October 4th from 5 to 7. It'll be in the rail yard.
At gig tonight at 7:30, there is somebody called Boom Tick Boom with Allison Miller, Myra Melford, and Todd Sycophus. Oh, okay. It's on the front of the Pasatiempo.
It is, and Allison Miller is right there.
Excellent.
And gig's a great space, of course, to see any band, but very intimate.
And that's at 1808 2nd Street.
There are a couple of fall festivals and sales this weekend. The annual really big benefit rummage sale for the Santa Fe High School Choir is this weekend. It's Saturday from 8 to 5 at Santa Fe High, which is at 2100 Yucca Street. There'll be all kinds of stuff, from furniture and books, appliances, clothes, holiday decorations, sporting goods, you name it, and it's all to benefit the Santa Fe High School Choir. That's tomorrow from 8 to 5 at Santa Fe High.
Don't we love to rummage?
We love to rummage. You find all kinds of things.
I love thrift shops. Thrift shops are my favorite place to get things.
Well, we've got some good ones these days here in Santa Fe.
So what else is going on? Now, I got the wrong date here. Never mind.
There's another fall school festival. Wood Gormley Elementary is having its school fall festival. That's today from 4:30 to 7. It's at Wood Gormley at 141 East Booth Street in the South Capital area. It's an annual fundraising event that features DJs, music, gourmet foods, a cakewalk. I don't even remember what a cakewalk is. I think it's some sort of...
A cakewalk is a dance, but I don't know what that
is. Do you win cakes? Well, they're having one, so I think we have to go find out. Bounce House, which I have a feeling I know what that is. Games, prizes, and lots more. This is at Wood Gormley.
This
afternoon, this evening, and bring your kids. Obviously, it's a family-friendly event at an elementary school.
And Jeff Lang wrote us a note, and he wrote that wonderful book we had him on the air recently about Bud Fowler, who was the first African-American baseball professional. And he's doing a presentation on Tuesday, October 8th at the monthly meeting of the Santa Fe chapter of the NAACP. It's at St. Bede's Episcopal Church at 7:30 in the evening. Everybody is welcome, and the topic is Bud Fowler and African-American baseball in the pre-Negro Leagues era, 1878 to 1920. And I'll tell you what, Bud Fowler was such an interesting character. He was so just powerful and so talented and such an amazing baseball player.
Did you read the book then?
Yeah.
Sounds like I've been to the Negro Leagues Museum in Kansas City, which is really, really cool if you like baseball at all. And this is pre-Negro Leagues, so these are the real pioneers.
These are the real pioneers. And Bud Fowler, for a little time in his life, lived in Santa Fe and had a business on the plaza.
I didn't know that.
Yep, didn't last very long, but he was here.
And the author of the book is a local, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Jeff Lang, he's awesome.
We have great bookstores these days doing great book events, and we have an incredible population of authors and writers in this town.
Yep.
Very happy about that.
Yes, indeed.
If you're not doing anything tomorrow, maybe you should take a kid mountain biking, because it's Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day.
That would be a good reason to do that.
It would. Otherwise, well, you could do it any day. It's October 5th tomorrow from 10 to 12 at the La Tierra Trails, the La Cuchara Trailhead. And this is this year's spin on the IMBA's International Mountain Biking Association 10th annual Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. It's the goal to have their kids take their moms out mountain biking. Now, it says moms, but I'm pretty sure dads can go too.
Right.
And they'll have coaches on hand to help with skills and lead various groups of all levels around the La Tierra Trail System, which is really a nice, you know, not very difficult trail system out off 599.
Right. Excellent. Now, it is the full month of October is Eat, Drink, Local Month. Restaurants, coffee shops, bars, and cafes throughout Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos are participating. And for the full calendar events, you can go to ediblesantafe.com/eatlocal.
Sounds like a good month to celebrate. I think
yeah,
you
I mean,
can do
I,
that.
I try not to eat in Los Angeles, if possible. I like to eat here.
So do I. It's a good policy, and I recommend it to everyone. This weekend,
actually, I'd love to eat in Los Angeles.
Or San Francisco.
Anywhere. But anyway,
eating
local
love to eat.
We just really do love to eat. But eating local is a beautiful thing, and that means locally produced food, local chefs, local restaurants, farmers
market. Farmer's market is just amazing these days. It's harvest time.
Yeah.
So you can go there tomorrow.
I know. I'm going to have to get up early and go tomorrow. It closes at noon. So you have to get up earlier.
Right, right. Sometimes I get up around 8 and I see people leaving there already. They've been there. They've gotten there early and gotten the good produce.
Oh, I think it's all good. I go at 7 minutes before 12 and there's still
right.
good produce.
Hey, yes, you tell me.
Upcoming at the Jean Cocteau tonight, Touchy Feely and Extraterrestrial. Late night at the Jean Cocteau will be Spider Baby. October 4th and 5th, today and tomorrow, at 11 p.m., which
at
is when our midnight movies are.
Wow. It's good. Have you been to the Jean Cocteau?
I have. I love it.
I haven't been yet, as I said, I think last week, but I'm going soon. Another movie I'm interested in is at CCA this weekend. It's the new Salinger documentary. Have you heard about that?
I have not. Tell us about it.
It's coming out in conjunction with a book on Salinger. It's been a little bit controversial. It explores the life of course, the author of Catcher in the Rye and a famous recluse. These David Shields and Shane Salerno did a lot of investigation into his life, a lot of research, and they present their findings in the new book and in this movie. But apparently, I read that the movie didn't get the best reviews at first, and so they went back in and changed it a bit, hoping to improve it, and I've heard they did. So if you go, you're going to see
cool.
the new and improved, the quickly improved version of Salinger.
Excellent. Yeah, what an interesting character, because every human being in the United States had to read his Catcher in the Rye in high school.
And yet, little is known about his later life, so maybe this film will shed some light on that.
Excellent. So, let's see. Beginning today and running at 7 o'clock and running through October 15th, the Madrid and Cerrillo Studio Tour kicks off its... Did we read that already?
No, but no. I was about to.
Oh, okay. Kicks off its 8th season with 27 artists and 18 studios. The opening event will be its popular fundraising live auction and silent auction at the Engine House Theater located above the Mineshaft Tavern in Madrid. And that's tonight at 7. And all artists have donated a piece of art. All artists who are in the studio tour have donated a piece of art, and there will also be music, cash bar, opportunity to meet the artists, and then the studios are open Saturday and Sunday this weekend and next weekend from 10 to 5 or by appointment. For more information, 470-1346 or MadridCerrillosStudioTour.com.
In the ad for that that's in the papers this weekend, they show the artist Kevin Box, and he has a studio out there that's really amazing to visit, both for his work and for the land it's on. It's in that Garden of the Gods piece of land. It's beautiful rock formations on the studio, and he's built a home and studio that is built in conjunction with the land, so it really kind of blends into the landscape, and it's gorgeous. And he does nice work, too, so I recommend going to the Box Studio if you go down to the Madrid and Cerrillo Studio Tour.
Excellent. And lots of art openings. Kathleen McLeod tonight, doing a show called Loud Whisper at Ernesto Mayon's Gallery on Canyon Road. Let's see, at Turner Carroll Gallery. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. Never mind. What else do we have for art openings?
There's a really good one that I need to grab. I think it's Lee Friedlander.
Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's see.
Is it First Friday? It is First Friday.
It is First Friday.
A lot of galleries.
What happens first Friday that's different from second Friday?
I think a lot of galleries plan to kind of have their openings on the first Friday so that the public has a lot of reasons to come out and gallery hop. So first Fridays are usually a pretty happening day in the art opening scene in Santa Fe.
And it'd be a wonderful day to go because the sun will be just coming, just sort of beginning to set at 5 o'clock when all these gallery openings are happening, and the leaves have started to turn yellow and orange, and it's going to get cold tonight.
It is. There's a freeze warning, I believe. I just saw that. I think the chairlift opens at the ski basin this weekend and next weekend for leaf peeping and hiking up there.
So yeah, it's going to be a zoo at Aspen Vista.
It is. I haven't checked. I think it's a little bit yellow up there, but I bet
yellow.
I bet it's getting yellower.
It's super yellow.
It's that time of year that we all love.
It is indeed.
I found the Lee Friedlander opening. It's at Andrew Smith Gallery.
Okay.
It's tonight. Reception for the artist, Friday, October 4th, 4 to 6.
And don't forget Canticum Novum, chorus and orchestra with Ken Knight, artistic director. And they're doing a wonderful program, let's see, Saturday and Sunday of this weekend at 4 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center, including Pergolesi, Mendelssohn, and Donizetti, John Ireland, and Anthony LaFleming.
There's another concert this weekend that's free in the rail yard. It's the series finale. The Heath Concert-sponsored free rail yard concert series is this weekend. Frightened Rabbit, a Scottish indie rock band, will be in the rail yard tomorrow from 7 to 10. It is a good name, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Frightened Rabbit in the rail yard, and that'll be it for the free concerts, or for the free Heath concerts. I'm sure there will be more because there's always something happening in the rail yard.
Here was another one. Kristen Johnson Fine Art is having an opening today at 5:30. Paintings by Frank Ettenberg and Jeff and Hannah Uffelman.
And, Uffelman.
It says a good RSVP. Name. Do you have to RSVP to art openings?
Not well, usually. Anyway. Which gallery is it?
Kristen Johnson at 323 East Palace.
Huh.
All right. Well, if people show up without RSVP, I bet they'll let them in. That's just my guess.
I bet they will, too. Yet another one is Ernest C. Withers, A Life's Work. This is an opening reception tonight at the Monroe Gallery of Photography. It's a big photography evening, apparently. The Monroe Gallery is at 112 Don Gaspar. And Ernest C. Withers was a photojournalist, and his work will be on display there.
On Tuesday, the 8th of October at 7 o'clock, Jeff Berg will show a compilation of great clips from Westerns filmed in New Mexico and comment on their place in film history. Jeff is a film historian, film critic, and film buff who is currently involved in managing the new Jean Cocteau Theater, and this is part of Real New Mexico, and he is kind of one of those encyclopedic people. For more information, 466-1265. And I guess that must be at the Jean Cocteau, Tuesday at 7.
I don't know if you're going to this next week. I'm going to the Mayor's Awards for Excellence in the Arts.
Yay!
Which is next week. And I thought I'd mention it. It's Thursday evening at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. You can go. You can buy a ticket and eat dinner and see the people get their awards. But the people, as always, that are getting awards are really amazing. There's Tom Leach, who runs the press at the Palace of the Governors.
Yay, Tom Leach. He's
wonderful. Love what they do. Yeah. Cora Clyburn, who I happen to know personally, is a young artist getting an award.
Youth Award.
Yeah, she's getting the Youth Award. She's a senior at Desert Academy, and she's an incredible dancer and photographer and artist. She's getting an award. Charmaine Alred, a great supporter of the arts.
She's amazing, too.
She is, including the Folk Art Market, the Lensic, and others. Susan York, an artist. I mean, all the people are just amazing.
Beautiful artist. Yeah, everybody's amazing.
And it's worth, if you don't go read about them, check out the papers, check out PASA today, because they're really cool people, and I'm glad we have them in our city.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations to them.
Congratulations to all of them. And what else is happening? I think I could... Could it possibly be that I got through my listings?
What about the Cat of the Week? Uh-oh.
Where is it? Where is the Cat of the Week? Okay, I'm going to look
it
up.
We could pick one. I could pick one from... There's so many cute ones, it's hard to choose, but I think I could... handle it.
Okay, let's see if she sent me one. It might be that this is the first time in the history of anything that she did not... Wait a minute. I don't think she sent it.
Well, we know there are lots and lots of cats and dogs at the area shelters and at Felines and Friends.
Felines and Friends. Oh, wait a minute. Here's one. I don't know if this is for this week or last week, but if I didn't read it last week, I'll read it now. The cat of the week is named Freckles. Freckles is a kitten who's been through a lot, and it would be great if he could be adopted with one of his siblings. He's sweet and social and loves to play. He's a handsome boy with a short coat and gray tabby markings. And he was born in June, so he's just a little kitten.
He's young.
And if you would like to adopt Freckles, please call 316-2281 in the 505 area code. You can also go to fnfnm.org, which, of course, stands for Felines and Friends New Mexico. And they also have cat adoptions at Petco. I never know when they are, but if you just kind of go in there over the weekend, a lot of time there's both cats and dogs there.
Do you know how they choose the cat of the week, by the way? I'm curious.
It's a rigorous selection process that has to do with parading the cats down a runway.
Bathing suits?
And having them, yes, and evening gowns, and having them do talent competitions and tricks. And coming when they're called and fetching tennis balls.
That's a good story. You might want to investigate that for a special report next week. Cat of the week.
What else?
I don't know if there's a photography season, but it certainly seems like photography high season in Santa Fe because the Nick Brandt exhibit is still at Photo Eye Gallery. It opened last week, but it's so fantastic, his work. His work with wildlife. With African wildlife, they're portraits almost. I would call them portraits. I don't know if he does. A lot of them are. And he spent 12 years photographing wildlife in East Africa.
Yeah, and elephants.
That's what you'll see.
Yep.
Yeah, I love his work.
I hope we can get him on the air. Haven't done that yet, but let's see. I got a thing from the Food Depot called LOVE, which stands for Little Ones Volunteer Experience for children 3 years of age and over, accompanied by an adult, third Friday of every month from 1 to 3 at the Food Depot. So I guess you start kids volunteering young and they'll do it for the rest of their lives.
Which is great. And I think it's obviously we love the Food Depot and it does a lot for Northern New Mexico. So that's a cool thing.
Excellent. Well, listen to that. It's just about time to go.
I can't believe we got through all this because there's so much to do and yet we got through it
all.
And
yet we got through as much as we could. And if you want more, you can get the Pasa Tiempo, you can get the Reporter, you can get any of our wonderful local papers with listings of what's going on here in Santa Fe and beyond. Diana Delling is with the Lensic, Santa Fe's Performing Arts Center. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And please feel free to write anytime and send your listings. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award team, and after that, jazz. And thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc and to everybody at KSFR. And we've got our fun drive next week and a lot of news and good stuff that's going on at the station, both on the air and behind the scenes. So please stay tuned next week over this weekend. And if you like this station, we always are going to ask you to just support it just a little bit, once or twice a year. So, that's it. Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.